This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, sometimes the interesting story in the economic data is not actually the economic data. Case in point, this morning's news of real estate, specifically new single-family homes. Sales of those new homes were off 5.6% in October from a month earlier, which, okay, that's a data point. Here, though, is another one. New home sales are up 18% from this time a year ago. In fact, newly built homes are a bigger part of the housing market now than they have been in at least 40 years. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains what's going on there.
High mortgage rates are going to put a damper on home sales no matter what, says Anibon Basu, an economist with Sage Policy Group. But in today's housing market, new construction has some advantages for buyers. Namely,
that's what's available to them.
The number of existing homes on the market is near record lows, largely because of what Basu calls the lock-in effect.
You've got folks out there with a 30-year fixed mortgage rate at less than 3%. Even if you wanted to move, you're not moving, and so that home is not available for purchase.
New homes now account for about a third of all houses for sale, more than double the historical average. Nitin Gupta is a real estate agent in Dallas-Fort Worth. He says with prices and mortgage rates high across the board,
people are thinking, okay, we may as well get a new home where you don't have to worry about maintenance or repairs, and you're getting the latest and greatest design and architecture and amenities.
And builders tend to make more motivated sellers, says Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin.
Builders have very different incentives than existing homeowners. They don't care what rates were a couple of years ago. They just want to get their inventory sold for the highest price the market supports.
Developers have been offering deals that offset the mortgage rate, cut prices, or add free upgrades. Because today's new homes broke ground during yesterday's low-interest housing boom.
So they were a bit more aggressive than they would have been if they knew rates were going to approach nearly 8% for a 30-year fixed rate.
Since then, Fairweather says new construction has slowed, meaning deals down the line could be harder to come by. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.